iTunes, iPod have this thing called smart playlists. Smart playlists are essentially saved searches and sorts. So music listeners use smart playlists to find all the music they listened to in the last 2 weeks, which they've rated between 4 and 5 stars. There's also a rating field, which for music music fans, the rating field is used to indicate how much they like a given track. In the context of an educational setting, rating becomes knowledge. And what I'm proposing here is we use this rating field where you give less stars to words that you don't know, for words, phrases, dialogues you don't know, more stars to words, phrases, dialogues that you do know. When you do that, you can then create a smart playlist that's sorted by rating, beginning with words you know the least to words you know the most. So here, least known words, I'm going to bring that one down a star. I still don't know that one. You can have playlists for least known words, least known audio assets, least studied, recently studied. This is particularly valuable for less commonly taught languages, where you really do have to have direct study of vocabulary, where there's just to develop your core vocabulary in less commonly taught. Flashcard kind of methodology is still used widely. Is that correct? So,
Well, your vocabulary development is necessary.
Yep, yeah. And this kind of being able to sort through things and to study, but we can think of this wider in terms of any kind of, so you're studying Portuguese lectures, you have a whole bunch of them in your iPod. You can also create a smart playlist that pulls up the lectures you haven't yet studied. You can select things across time, across preference, knowledge, frequency, artist, lesson, album, unit, book, lecture, conversation, dialogue, debate, all these different kinds of ways of organizing saved searches you can do with smart playlists. So smart playlists essentially become study lists in an educational context.
Did you input the metadata or any part of the metadata?
I
when you docked it's a lecture there from us.
No, I put the metadata in for that. iTunes, here's the program here, will allow you to create, allow you to put metadata in there. You can just edit the audio file. These guys are amazing.
Yeah, you said it's a great
yeah.
group. Reggae.
Russian reggae, yeah. Here's the info. You can go ahead and put, so you create an audio file yourself. You can go ahead and put this metadata in for each one. The name, the artist, the album, and then the software uses that to create the navigational structure in the search interface. Yeah. For the thousands and thousands of files we already have created for less commonly taught languages, we are writing the script that will automatically put that in from the database, which may be useful for other institutions that have media databases of audio files without metadata. Have it in a database, this would be a way of taking the database information and embedding it in the audio file. It's something we'll make available to other institutions as open source software.